Now, aha moments are big in SaaS, but that doesn't mean you can't apply the idea in a slightly different way to other industries.
Welcome to Email Swipes, where we peek behind the scenes at the emails that catch your attention and earn their place in your swipe file. Every other week, we'll talk to an email expert about an experiment they ran, and in the following episode, we'll dive into the strategies and methods used in the email so you can inform and inspire your own email work. I'm Nikki Elbaz, the copywriter behind winning emails for 8- and 9-figure SaaS and e-commerce brands like Shopify, Four Sigmatic, and Sprout Social. And I know that hearing the background stories to these emails will help you turn pie-in-the-sky insights into plug-and play actions. Ready to make inspiration tactical? Let's go. First, a quick recap of the email we discussed last week that we'll be digging into today.
So cool to see you've joined Tailwind, Nikki. I'm Danny. Hi. We haven't met, but I'm the CEO of Tailwind, and I wanted to reach out to you because I feel like we have something really fundamental in common. We both have goals. I know, everyone has goals, but we've got big goals. For example, you want to grow your business by driving traffic from Instagram to your website. That's a big, awesomely ambitious goal. I shared one of my big goals on Instagram recently. It's illustrated here. My goal was to live a healthier life. My journey toward that goal started with this. I had a vision of what my after would be. My vision was that image you see on the right above. I got there. And now my vision has shifted to the next iteration of who I'll be while always being the proud dad of the birthday girl. I'm not sure what iteration of your business you're on, Nikki, but chances are good that no matter how successful you are, you're in a before version of your business's story, and you have an after in mind, something you envision. Like doubling traffic year over year, or tripling leads from Instagram, or something even more ambitious. Successfully driving good traffic from Instagram is within your reach, especially with help from Tailwind. But for stellar results, it helps to envision where you want to grow too. It helps to visualize a future that's as clear as the after photo above. So I'm going to ask you to do something a little strange. Bear with me. One thing I've learned from my pre-Tailwind days at Google, AOL, and YouTube is this. When you're willing to take risks and do the crazy thing, you create space for creativity and productivity to thrive. So here's my ask of you, as wonderfully busy as you are. Pause for a moment and look into the GIF below. Let your thoughts wander with this prompt to guide them. What one thing has been keeping me from driving the traffic and leads I want using Instagram? There's no wrong answer, by the way. Next, take another moment to visualize what it will mean to your business and your life when you actually do double traffic from Instagram this year. What will it mean when tons of that traffic converts into subscribers or leads? Visualize that outcome. Got a crisp picture in mind? Rosy filters applied? Good. Use that vision to drive the next few weeks with Tailwind. And if you're keen, why not hit reply and share your vision with me? Thanks for taking this risk with me, Nikki. I'll check back in soon. Danny. P.S. Wondering what kind of results you'll see with Tailwind? You can see typical results of Tailwind for Instagram members here.
I started out last week's episode telling you that this email lived in an onboarding flow, the goal of which was to help new signups understand the Tailwind platform and hit the aha moment. So what even is an aha moment? The aha moment is that point in time when the user hits on an outcome that the software gives them, a turning point, if you will, when they know they can't go back to doing things the way they did them until now. Could be they try a feature and see how it saves them tons of time. Could be they run a report and get data they know will be game-changing for presentations. Could be they share a link and everyone who gets it is super impressed. It's different for every software, and it's even different for each segment that uses the software. A CEO may care about the data, an employee may care about impressing his boss. Point is, there's a point where the user is convinced that the software is worth paying for, is worth the learning curve, is worth the time spent migrating, and sometimes is even worth getting company-wide adoption. Once you know that point, your number one job is to get the user to get to that action. The sales pitch after that point, it's just peanuts. By the way, if you love this kind of stuff and want more on aha moments and SaaS onboarding, check out my SaaS onboarding success pack. It includes a hands-on over-the-shoulder 6-part mini course and slide deck, a sample workflow and copy from a real live sequence with over 50 emails, a plotting checklist, and my whimsical template. And yes, the link is in the show notes. Now, aha moments are big in SaaS, but that doesn't mean you can't apply the idea in a slightly different way to other industries. SaaS definitely has the advantage with aha moments because SaaS is digital, which means users experience the product together with your emails and onboarding prompts. The touchpoints tie right into product use. But you can do a similar thing in, say, e-com with SMS marketing. They can click into a tutorial. They can share UGC. It's more limited, but with a little creativity, it's possible to apply the principle. But back to takeaway number one. Always know the point your subscriber needs to get to in order to believe your product is the right thing for their life. And then that becomes your sole focus, getting them to that point. The first reason that I quoted for beginning each email with an Instagram post from one of the Tailwind users was that it was super fun and visual. This sounds a bit fluffy, but fun can be the reason people open and read your emails. But this takeaway comes with a huge caveat. We don't just want to provide fun. Just fun would mean high engagement rates, like opens and clicks, but low conversion rates. We're not here just to entertain. We need fun so people keep opening, but we also need relevance so they convert on the offer. Even more importantly, it is the very rare brand that has such fun emails that normal, non-marketing people read them for the entertainment. Just today, I was speaking with a super digitally savvy neighbor who mistakenly labeled marketing emails as spam. That's super typical of non-marketers. And she also said that she never reads them, except for a few spam emails that were relevant. Those she does read. See what I'm saying? I get these kinds of comments all the time from people on the ground, non-marketers. Sometimes we live in a bit of a marketer silo and forget how non-marketers experience marketing. For most of us, relevance is what's going to get the opens. If you can throw in some fun, you're pushing the openability even higher. But fun is never the end-all be-all, both because it's not how subscribers use email and because it doesn't convert. So takeaway number two, use fun to increase engagement, but temper it with relevance. Okay, now let's talk about future pacing. Future pacing, like I mentioned in the main episode, is where you show the reader their future with your product. You place them into that dream state, just help them right over any objections and barriers they have and put them into the world of perfection and potential. This isn't a lie, by the way. Often we get in our own way. We worry so much about the how and the how long and how far that we just don't jump. But when we do take the leap, all the calculations fall away and we're there on the other side. That's what future pacing is. Future pacing helps our readers get out of the logical side of things and into the emotional side of things. It helps them see the possibilities and decide if this is how they'll get what they want. So takeaway number three, use future pacing to paint the possibilities for your reader. Seeing the potential is very powerful. I told you that I had to adapt my default copy style to fit in with Dawn's vision for these emails. She had a great handle on the audience, and her style of voice was really important to incorporate. It was challenging, but very refreshing. And I think challenging your voice from time to time can be a great exercise to keep you fresh. At one point when I was working at CopyHackers, Joe read an email I wrote and said, "This is a Nikki email." And she didn't mean it as a compliment. I totally have a default voice and style, and she was challenging me to shake things up. So takeaway number four, challenge your voice and default styles from time to time. Use a different formula, flip your hook, or try to write in someone else's voice. It's fun, and it'll add another dimension to your skill. In episode number six, I told you about Robert Cialdini's book, Influence. If you still haven't read it, I've got another persuasion principle for you, micro commitments. When the Tailwind founder asked for us to add in a line asking users to share their goals with him, I said number one, that he knew it would make it more personal, and number two, that it would also give him some great anecdotal data on what his audience is working towards. But the third thing that line did was create a micro commitment. By hitting reply, each user was stating what they were working towards. And as humans, we like to think we're consistent. So if we make a small commitment, if we say we're going to do something, we work hard to follow through. This is why accountability sharing works, and it's not just the peer pressure. We want to keep our commitments, even just for our own dignity, of how we view ourselves even. So takeaway number five, if at any stage you can get a commitment, go for it. Even if it's small, it's valuable. And now I've got a special treat for you. I asked Dawn to share her experience of what it was like to write these emails together, as well as to give a few takeaways of her own. I'm really excited for you to listen in. Hey, creative. I want you to join Chava Shapiro's Creative CEO Academy because I think it's going to be transformational to your business and life. Now, I've taken four freelancing / biz dev programs. So why am I promoting this one? The other programs were decent. One was even excellent, but they were missing one very critical piece. They were only tactics. Now, I know mindset stuff sounds all fluffy, and I am the first to shy away from any of that kind of talk. But let me ask you this. If you've been in the biz for a bit, you probably already know how to do a large chunk of what Chava teaches. You already know you're supposed to be doing a lot of the tactics that she lays out. Things like pricing for value, asking for referrals, reviewing profit and loss statements. So tell me, dear listener, if you know you're supposed to be doing these things, if you know how much these steps impact your business, why aren't you doing them?
I'll tell you why I nodded and took notes as four instructors told me to do those things, and then I just kept not doing any of them.
Because these things are emotionally hard. You can be armed with the best sales scripts, but if you feel like you're being manipulative by asking the questions that get you price by value answers, you're not going to use them.
You can download the best referral ask templates, but if you feel too vulnerable to reach out and ask for a favor, you're not going to use them.
You can have the best P&L spreadsheet, but if you've hit a ceiling and don't know how to grow past it, you're going to find it too painful to look at your numbers, and you're not going to use them.
One of the things I look up to in Chava as a friend and colleague is her genuine curiosity. More than anything, it's her attitude towards business that colors her entire course. It literally pricks all the angst out of the balloon. All the fears, hesitations, buts, they just don't exist anymore.
I know it sounds unbelievable. It can't be that simple, right?
But I think it comes down to this. One of the things that sets Chava apart from the other instructors whose programs I took is that Chava is still in the business. She didn't shift to teaching courses only. She didn't hire a full-time team to do the work and she just manages things. She's doing the work day in, day out. This means that she really deep down gets it. Not that she used to get it and forgot. Not that she never got it and thinks she does. She knows what each step and task means, physically, mentally, emotionally, and she tackles each piece. This understanding, coupled with her contagious sense of discovery, means you'll fall in love with your business all over again. Remember those heady first days before you got burned out? Plus, you'll stay in love as you grow to 15K months and beyond. All right, I've rambled enough. I'm a bit passionate about this. If I've intrigued you, head to the show notes for the link. It's got all the details on what's included. It's a lot. When you have to join by, your investment, etc. And now, I'll let Dawn say her piece.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for inviting me onto the podcast. And thank you even more for all of the lessons I was so blessed to learn when we collaborated on an email sequence back in 2019. So my name is Dawn Petrin. I am a funnel strategist and agency owner. I own All Connected Agency, and we mostly work with thought leaders, coaches, course creators, and influencers. But back in 2019, I was lucky enough to land a gig working with Nikki on a project for the Copy Hackers Agency, where we collaborated on, wrote together the onboarding sequences for Tailwind's Instagram platform. I learned so much on that project. I was just a baby copywriter at the time. I had written a whole bunch of welcome sequences, really post-quiz welcome sequences for all sorts of course creators, coaches, thought leaders, wellness entrepreneurs, but I had only written one onboarding sequence for a SaaS platform, and I was so stoked to be asked to work on the Tailwind emails with Nikki, and then I was so scared because if you listen to the last episode, you will know that Joanna Weeb, the brilliant and lovely woman behind Copy Hackers, decided to pit me against Nikki Elbaz in the email marketing strategy and positioning for the sequence. So there I am on my first call with the Copy Hackers team, and I have to present what I thought we should do with the email sequence. Hands are clammy, you know, face is all red, heart is beating so fast, and I present a pretty standard, let's take these people through the aha moments and onboard them to the app. I stop speaking, Jo nods her head, and then Nikki's up and she presents the most brilliant strategy of using user-generated content to create emails that really showcase the dream state of what using Tailwind can be like for these Instagram creators, as well as creating like beautiful, almost Instagram feed style emails that would land in their inbox. Needless to say, Nikki won, and I just got to learn so much while working with her on this project. So the email that we're speaking about today is the letter from the CEO, and it is brilliant. I loved this email so much, and it got me excited because the premise of the email is that the CEO was landing in their inbox and really just setting the stage for them to visualize what the success they were going to achieve using the platform was going to do for them and in their lives and in their businesses. And I have a background in like yoga and wellness, and it was really cool to be on this email because I never imagined that a software company would send out an email that was asking the readers to close their eyes and think and dream and set the intention for what they were going to be creating using the platform. So one thing I really loved about this email was that the CEO had been on his own sort of like health and wellness journey, and in her perusing of everything Tailwind, Nikki had found this beautiful post of his where he shared before and after photos. He was on a health journey and they were on a business journey, and you could see where he started to where he was going and the work that he put in. And one of the things we're trying to do in onboarding emails is set the stage for people to understand that it's going to be worth the effort to learn how to use the app, and that they will achieve a level of success that they're looking for with it. And I feel like a health journey, losing weight, getting fit, is also a whole bunch of work. And a whole bunch of work that so many of us are constantly in. So I feel like this email really both empathized with the user's journey. They were going to have to do some work to find this success, and also helped them see Tailwind as a people-led product rather than a piece of software that they had to pay for every single month. On top of that, I feel like by asking people to meditate on what their reasoning was for signing up for Tailwind in the first place, why they wanted to have a more organized posting schedule, why they wanted to have these analytics, they were able to anchor in the reasons that they would be doing the work, just like him being so much more fit would anchor in the reasons he was doing the work. So I loved that. On top of that, in the last episode, Nikki mentioned the really cool GIF that Joe chose to put in the email. And I loved it because it was just this really peaceful ocean sunset thing. You just like could look at it and stare at it. And that's what Joe upleveled the email to say. So instead of close your eyes and meditate on what you want to build for yourself, it was like, watch this GIF and anchor in the success that you are building for yourself with Tailwind. I feel like this calming GIF with this uplifting message of, if you do the work, you will have success. Look how I did it. I'm so much more fit now. Here's how I did it. Combined with this ask for them, what is your big dream for your business? And instead of creating sort of this stressful, oh no, now I have to go and learn how to use all of the parts of the software, It brought the reader into a more visceral state of uplifted peace, where the dream state that we were having them imagine for themselves could land in their bodies and give them the impetus to just do the work and figure out how to use the app so they don't have to work so hard on Instagram.
Thanks for geeking out with me about that email story. If you enjoyed either of these episodes, you'll probably enjoy getting my emails. Plus, you'll never miss another episode. Sign up at nikkialbus.com/subscribe. And yes, that link is in the show notes.